There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk Radio 99.1 KKFT. For Smith.
Hey friends, I'm John Potter with Jay Bates.
We're
live on the radio, KKFT 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk every Saturday, 9 to noon.
775-884-9910 is our phone number. If you would like to talk to any of our guests or us, you got questions, comments, just make sure you keep it peaceful, respectful, and of course, interesting. We are still in studio right now with the owners of the historic River Inn here in Reno.
And I'm dying to know, because your website itself says, bought this abandoned property, now we are going to do something with it. So, Lawrence, Dana, what you going to do with that long abandoned property on West 4th?
Well, what we'd like to do is bring it back to the community so that everybody can come and enjoy that property. It's got, you know, we've got so many things available there, like rafting, and we have the hot springs. We have a 35,000 square foot building that we could make into an event center for weddings and holiday gatherings for offices and things. We have campsites. We could have, people who want to stay here come to all of the Reno events, the rodeo, the Hot August Nights, and then the list goes on.
So what's standing in your way?
Well, we do have some challenges, and part of those challenges are the railroad.
What's the challenge there? The tracks have to be moved.
In the Union Pacific has changed the rules a bit, but from a city standpoint, We have one way in and one way out, and that's a challenge for the fire marshal. And that's we're working through different options there since there's been exceptions made elsewhere. There's also Union Pacific has changed their preferences to have no human beings, permanent structures, and human beings on that piece of property, which happens to be the 20 acres along the railroad, which has multiple buildings on it already.
Why would they care about that?
It's just that they are
a derailment or something?
Liability averse. Yes, a derailment, anything that might happen on their property. So they're just kind of, and again, we have a lease that says we can do things. So there's conversations continuously going on.
Let's ban railroad crossings.
So we've got that, and then we're at the Truckee River. And there's the whole NDEP and environmental protection concerns.
Oh, boy, you stepped into it.
River, so we have actually working in waterway permits now so we can remove the steel that's been thrown in the river and buried under the rocks.
Oh,
so
wow.
So we had to go through quite a permit process. So there's just endless challenges. There's, bringing water pressure back because we're not part of the Truckee Meadow Water District.
Not
so
yet.
So we have to generate our own water.
We got to work on that.
Which we own. We're not part of the sewer system, even though it runs across our property.
We should
work on
that.
So there's just endless little challenges.
But maybe you didn't know a lot of it, but I got to say, I respect your bravery.
Right.
Because I knew it was a hornet's nest of getting things back together again. I did a story with you when I was at Channel 2, the station with a heart. and... there must have been 300 broken windows there. I mean, the vandals really picked the place apart.
Yeah.
And yet you came here and you bought it. Now, initially, it was just going to be your private residence.
That was our only goal. I needed some place. Yeah. I moved my residency. I started two more companies in Reno. And I'm like, perfect. We can just bring part of this back. But the community told us something. When we do our social media and Dana runs all our social media and get the feedback, people want it back.
So
it's
just too
big of a property.
You were going to actually live in this?
And
that was all you were buying?
That was it. We were going to remodel 5,000 square feet of the upstairs of that big building, looking out over Reno and go, what a killer pad.
That's really cool.
Yeah. There used to be a casino in there. Then they left behind all the cash window
furniture. I'm looking at the photos on Google, and it's amazing all the cool stuff in there. I mean, it looks like when you look in the Goldfield Inn or something, you look in the window, that's what it kind of looks like in there. It's crazy.
Well, I know what you're saying, Lawrence, about people saying, oh, well, I want this place open. Because you look at pictures from the 1940s and 50s and 60s, 70s, I think it closed in 83. But the old postcards, it looked like paradise.
Oh.
People got a little room there, and they got their towel, and they went out to the big, huge pool there, which was heated.
If you go on our Facebook group or our TikTok, we have a lot of old photos that people have generously given us, shown us, And then recently, an old video from 1966 appeared on a YouTube channel, and they reached out to me to let me know. And it is just a beautiful setting, a beautiful pool. Everything about it was so cool.
Are you going to do your own twist to it when you revamp it, or are you going to try to restore it how it was?
We'll do our own twist. Absolutely. You know, we have 150 RV campsites paved at the end of the property. And we didn't know they were paved. They're covered in dirt, like 2 to 3 inches of dirt. We just happened to be, you know, doing some, we were draining to the well.
Wow.
And we're like, there's pavement underneath there. So we don't know where it all is.
Now you're the proud owner of an RV park, too.
Absolutely.
Yes.
We've got 88 motel rooms sitting there with a giant Olympic-sized swimming pool.
Yes.
And all this was either remodeled or built in the 78 it closed, to 83 the main building was built, so everything was new. We are throwing away mattresses still in plastic from the 1980s.
Maybe you could sell those to Hype Tea as vintage mattresses or something.
There we go. Please help us get rid of damn things. They're stacked all out front now.
You know, and the other thing that he's not mentioning that we are loving is the hot springs. It's 110 degree water that comes out of the ground.
There's a hot springs too?
Yes.
Five of them.
Mineral hot springs.
That was the whole reason that made it a resort back in the day.
Yeah. Do you guys have kids?
Older
kids. Okay, I was just trying to figure out, who's going to be the next owner one day?
Yeah, we keep asking them that same question.
Right. Well, do you have a completion date, that you hope for? What is your hope?
Lawrence,
what is your hope?
Yeah.
Or is this a life where you're just going to work on it?
So, first of all, you said something, John, a minute ago. It's like, this is my hope, my reckless hope that I can make everything work is when we think we can do something with it.
It's like your version of the Winchester house?
Exactly. And we're not in a rush. You know, we were in a kind of a rush, but we said, you know what? We figured it was going to be 2 years till we got to know enough people to do anything. We're just hitting that 2 year mark, December 20th. We've made a little bit of progress. We're kind of setting our sights to actually have something started with business permits.
Yeah.
You know, we have building permits now, but business permits in about 12 months. We'd like to see mid of next year, we can actually go, here's our plan. We're actually doing the art plans now, kind of the concept plans. We've met with the city a couple times, and we met with the county. The county has a big hiking project, park project going on, abutting our property.
And we would love to be a part of that, you know, to have bridges from our property over there, trails across our property on the other side of the river.
On that other side of the river where the housing development is, we own all that property, 14 acres over there. So we actually have the ability, and we think it's a great idea, to connect the Truckee Trail to the downtown trail and actually have a trail along that side of the river that connects everything to the
You already have a bike trail there that goes right by the place. I used to do this every Sunday morning, bike from Mayberry to Verdi for breakfast.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a perfect location.
And you bike down 4th Street?
Yes.
Yeah. So imagine,
there's a special bike lane there.
Yeah, but imagine if you could actually go across the river and bike right next to the river and then connect into the bike lanes on the other side of the river and go all the way down.
So that nature observatory up there, right?
We have a ton of waterfront and your deck overlooking that. So was I could see you probably fell in love with it at first sight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you
sometimes say, oh my gosh, what have we done?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
Dana says yes.
That's weekly.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's got to be pretty often.
Yo, what do we do here?
I mean, you haven't dealt with the inspectors yet, have you? I mean, when you do all this stuff. So.
Yeah, we've dealt with the code enforcement a lot. We know everybody.
Yeah, we met everybody very quickly on that one.
Well, they should be grateful you're here because nobody else is undertaking this. It's sat there empty 38, 40 years, and you're putting some investment into it. They should leave you alone for a while.
You would think.
What is different about us is that we're not developers. We're not construction people that come in to just totally redo everything and tear it down. We actually love nature. We actually love the fact that it's on the river, that we can raft from one end of the property to the other. So we are hoping that the community will see that we actually really care about the land, the property, the animals, the osprey that live at the end of the property, and help get behind us on
how can they get
forward.
Help you get behind you? What are you looking for?
So what we're looking for is, you know, we have some help days. Whereas if, again, if you join our Facebook group, I announce them on there. And it's Reno's Historic River Inn. It's a group. And then, so we have cleanup days. We've had open houses. We have had things to introduce to the community.
We had cookie party.
Yeah.
Invited everybody for Christmas.
Nice. So we have that going on where we'll announce events where people can help us, but also too, just reaching out to, you know, our district.
Yeah. City council members, county members, and saying,
the mayor,
we want this, gets us attention and it actually helps move things forward.
Right.
You know, people need to let the city know that they want this property back, that they want to be a part of it. They want to go down to the river there and be able to launch a raft from there instead of all the way up at Verdi. Yeah. Things like that. Yeah.
Let's do it. So what's the very first thing that you folks want to open up as far as like the business? If there was one first thing that you want to try to get out to the public,
yeah,
what would it be?
We laid out a 5-step plan for the city. And the first thing is the RV camping.
Oh, okay. That just makes sense.
It's
yeah.
beautiful.
Burning Man.
Oh, absolutely.
Right by the river.
We were thinking that.
Yeah. Well, we have our friends. You know, we kind of went a little, we trialed it, but our neighbors didn't like it, so we got red tagged and shut down by the city.
Right.
In case you didn't
right.
know that.
But
right.
people but who stayed there loved it.
They loved it. So, in hot August nights, the first year we had the place, we had people staying there every night, and they loved it. And they were super respectful. It was great. We cleared 5 campsites along the river just as a trial. And it's gorgeous. You just back your trailer up to the river.
I bet.
You know, put your gas fire. We actually gave everybody gas fire pits so it'd be fire safe.
Right.
And we think
it was really beautiful.
All that property down there, like if we have the rodeo going on in Reno, they can actually keep their horses on the property while they're camping. I know a lot of people go to GSR and do that, but think you just have a natural.
So here's the hurdles for that if you want to hear, because this is where we could use some help just when we talk. We have to connect to the sewer. This property used to be independent with its own sewer plant. When Truckee Meadow Water put their water pipes in, they tore it out. Okay, that's just fair game, I guess. But we have to connect. We need the city to go, yes, we want to help you. We need a consultant to actually walk us through getting sewer connected. Yeah. We need a water purification plant. We have to do that. And then we have to pave the crossing across the railroad tracks and all the way down the driveway, and then everything else is paved.
Okay.
Wow. And that gives us 25 campsites we can open.
There will come a day.
Yeah.
All right. Well, folks, that has been the Historic River Inn getting revamped here in Reno. Definitely follow the progress. We would love to, follow along with you guys, have you back on throughout this. And, of course, Facebook, right? You said that's where you go. Historic Reno River Inn, and check that out. Until then, folks, we are going to be right back. We have got Project 150 in the house with us today. We're going to be talking with Carrie McDonald, and that is next right here on Live and Local with John and Jay on Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Younger, smarter, better. FM Talk, KKFT, FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk, KKFT.
Right now it's all local stuff. I'm John Potter with Jay Biggs. We're live each and every Saturday between 9 a.m. and noon. Hey, Jay.
Hello, everyone. 775-884-9910 is our phone number if you have any questions or comments for our guest. And our guest right now is Carrie McDonald, who is with Project 150. Carrie, welcome to the show this morning. Thank you for being here with us.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So you are the assistant principal for Inspire High School here in the Reno-Sparks Metro. And
is that a charter? I'm sorry.
It's a district school. It's an alternative school that we have in the district.
Nice. For what students?
It's for students who are struggling in their comprehensive setting. And so it's an alternative. We are a small school setting. And so we offer some smaller class sizes and more one-on-one attention for students.
Great.
So here, let me tell you kind of the story as to how this all came to be on the air this morning. I'm at the South Reno Walmart the other day. And I pull into the parking lot. I'm with my daughter. There's about 50 biker guys out there, these big burly biker guys. You know, it's intimidating a little bit. But the honest to God truth here is that these guys, when I was going through Walmart, I saw them shopping. And when I'm checking out, they had their own checkout. And the lady was ringing them up. And I was talking to her afterwards. And she said that her son, I guess, is involved in this motorcycle group. And they were donating to this thing called Project 150. And I'm going, Project 150, you know, like what is that about, you know? And so she said, I've actually got the lady's card, and she put me in contact with her. Her name's Liz, a very sweet lady who has sent you here today. She's actually unable to come in today. But that's how this all kind of came to be. And when I got on the phone with her and started talking with her about like what you guys do, it just blows me away. This is a really cool organization. Tell everybody about Project 150, because the easiest way, I guess you could say, is from what I'm told, it's a little house in the back of a church, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And you guys, as long as kids are staying in school.
That's your goal, right? Stay in school?
Yes, to keep students in high school and provide the most normal high school experience as possible.
All right. So tell everybody exactly what you do with Project 150. How does it work? What do kids do when they come there?
Okay. So we actually were started in Vegas, and there was a man who was talking to a school counselor, and he said, you know, she said, I have 150 homeless kids in my school. And he said, I don't believe you. And she said, come to my office tomorrow morning and sit. So he did that, and the students would come in, and they would be, you know, asking for food. I didn't have breakfast. I didn't have dinner. I had no place to do my homework. And when the school day started, and the kids stopped coming in, he said, you lied. The problem's way worse than you said. Ugh. And so he started this Project 150 to help those 150 homeless and disadvantaged students in the school. Then other schools started coming to him and going, well, hey, we have a homeless problem at our school, too. And
right.
So it spread over Vegas. He knew some people in Reno and kind of said, hey, we have this thing going in Vegas. We'd kind of like to get it started up in Reno. And they started it in, it was 6 years ago, I believe, in Wooster High School and Hug High School.
Right.
And then we ran out of a tiny little bank office that we had very little to provide students, but it was a start.
Right.
And then my daughter and her friend, Irene DeHaan, did their Silver Award for Girl Scouts, and they wanted to really focus on homeless teens in Nevada. And so we found out about Project 150 through this, and they were able to present to all the high schools, all the Girl Scout troops, Spark City Council, the Nevada Department of Agriculture. And over the years, we are now in every school in every high school in Washoe County.
Wow.
We're in some schools in Lyon and Story as well.
How do you get the message, stay in school, out to the kids?
So we do.
How do you convince them?
One of the requirements to shop with us is to be in school.
You have a little shop there.
We have a house that has been donated by the Bridge Church, mm-hmm. and it's set up like a boutique. It's very, it's just like walking into a high-end store.
I just watched a virtual tour. It's really cool.
Yeah, and we love to have people come and take tours of the building in virtually or in person as well. So if anybody ever wants to tour, they can contact us. But so we, you know, they need to be in school to shop with us. So, but we provide services. We work with the probation and parole department. We work with truancy, and we just work. You know, we work with children in transition, and we work with the organizations in the school district to help support students. And
so, how do they get the message though to stay in school?
We work with the school district organizations, and then those connections connections for them that way. And so
remember back when they used to have stay in school public service announcements on TV? Yeah. I can remember that. I remember Mr. T.
Oh, yeah.
On my screen.
Penny the fool that don't stay in school.
That's what he said. He said, don't be a fool. Stay in school. And that was Mr. T when they were running those PSAs for staying in school. Those are gone. I haven't seen a stay in school announcement for ages.
We can tell kids all day long to stay in school, but unless we provide resources for them.
But if Mr. T can't do it, I don't.
Right. Well, you know, that's the thing. I hate to say it, but it's almost like a little convincing, right? I mean, am I wrong? I mean, there's certain things they need, and it's like, hey, listen, here's the path you need to go down. You need to have your education because it doesn't matter. There's a lot of kids out there right now that think they're going to be NBA players or football players or, you know, rappers or whatever it is they want to do, right? Mm-hmm. But they need to have an education. A lot of these, you know, kids don't think to yourself, yeah, I could go play in the NFL for 5 years, but then like my career's over. I need to have some sort of a resource to make money afterwards. So they don't think about schooling as being as important.
Right.
And these are important things, not only just for yourself in life, but just life skills later on, you know, to stay at something, keep at it, don't give up.
I heard it said that stay in school basically means don't let the past make your decision for today.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you don't stay in school, that decision's already made in the past.
Well, and many of our students don't have access to things like clothes, school supplies,
right,
hygiene products. And so they don't go to school because they're embarrassed. They don't want to go to school with their, you know, hand-me-down, torn-up clothes. And so that's one of the things that we provide. All of our clothes are new or like new. They're nicer than the clothes I have in my closet sometimes.
Right, right.
And so the kids feel good about themselves, and then they feel good about going to school. They fit in. They don't look like the homeless student, right? So that helps a lot, too.
That means a lot, too, because kids are cruel. Let's be honest with you. Yeah. I mean, if you're not wearing the Jordans, you know what I mean? You're picked on. So you know, that's unfortunate. But so you guys get donations from people like this MC club that I'm talking about. In fact, I did want to give a huge shout out to Justin, who's the president of the Lucky Ones MC, and they're the ones who I met down at the Damani Walmart a few days back. And so groups like that right there are who you guys, you know, get help from, correct? Like you're always taking donations from people and organizations. If they wanted to get involved, how would they?
And we have several ways. We have an Amazon wish list. And so Project 150 Reno is on Amazon with a wish list that people can shop for us. We accept monetary donations. They can go to our website, project150reno.org. And we accept monetary donations. If they would like to donate in-kind donations, they can come to our location. It's behind the Bridge Church on Foster Drive. It's across the street from Reno High School. We have drop-off buckets back there. They can always contact us. Liz is the contact person, and her phone number is 775-203-4755. And you can call or text her if you'd like to be involved. We're accepting donations always. We have volunteered if people need volunteer hours.
Yeah, I was
going to
ask about that.
Yeah, so we have a lot of donations that come in that need to be sorted. We're very particular about what we give our students. So we make sure that if anything is used, that it is in like new condition.
So this isn't the Salvation Army. Don't just drop off a bunch of old stuff.
Right.
Out in your front. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That makes sense. And you know, these new items and stuff, like I was saying earlier, it's a great way to you know, get these kids motivated a little bit, you know, and to stay at what they need to do, which is school, obviously. You know, we have a huge problem right now with the generations, the last couple generations. I have a 17 and a 16-year-old. And, man, I mean, the last 2 years with school, with people being, you know, the COVID homeschooling and stuff, I want to say the words that, like, that generation got dumber. But gosh, you know, like they definitely weren't learning like they were the previous 2 years, you know, so it's very important for these kids to stay at what they're doing and get that education because you're going to need it. You're absolutely going to need it, especially if you want to go to college, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So once again, give us the address on the web where they can find you and if you have any social media or anything as well.
We do. We have a Facebook page. Project 150 Reno is on Facebook. Nice. We also have a Twitter account.
Oh, nice.
And so it's Project 150 Reno. Make sure it's Reno because the other one's Vegas.
Okay. Right.
And then our website is project150reno.org. And then the phone number again is 775-203-4755.
Well, it's been awesome. So thank you very much, Carrie, for coming on this morning and telling us all about this Project 150. You know, if you want something that's local and it's going to help out and your money and donations stay right here, probably nothing better than to do that right there. So go and check them out online. We are going to be checking out Wingfest. John, yeah, we've got Redneck Barbecue, Slater's Ding-A-Wing.
All right.
Yeah, let's see how that goes. It's coming up next right here on Live and Local with John and Jay on Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk 99.1.
It's your good buddies on Saturday morning, John Potter and Jay Biggs, live and local right here, 9 to noon on Saturdays at KKFT 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Hey, Jay.
Hey, everyone. 775-884-9910 is our phone number here if you got any questions or comments. And you can always shoot us messages on Facebook Messenger for friends on Facebook, like we should be, 991fmtalk.com. You can follow the link to our homepage and friend us there. But in the studio right now, we've got three individuals who are going to be super, super busy next weekend because they are all entered into the Wing Festival downtown Reno. Our good friend, you know, you've heard the name Jay Slater, Jammin' Jay Slater. So we're Slater's Ding-a-Wing.
Yes, sir.
We've got his Ding-a-Wing on here with us.
That's a truck, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes. All right. And we got Paulie, formerly of Paulie's Pizza.
Hey, how you doing, guys out there?
Hey, hey, he brought us some pizza rollers this morning, man.
What? Where's Paulie's Pizza, man?
It's too much work.
Okay. I like that answer. I like that.
You own a pizzeria. The pizzeria owns you. You don't own it.
He's got a wing hat on, and he's got glasses that say "I love wings," so he's ready to go already. And then Redneck Barbecue. We got Redneck Barbecue in here with us.
How you guys doing out there?
Hey, so
Tom, don't be shy.
I got to tell you, I mean, like, so we got three guys that are competing next week, but these dudes all know each other. You're all friends, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
Jay says we're not friends in July.
Well, Jason,
I'll second that.
Jason, the wing business, are you guys?
Oh, yeah, they are.
I'm not. I just do Wing Fest right now.
And we were, but we've been a little bit on a hiatus. We had a trailer, but since COVID, we kind of got going again. But yeah, we do have a wing trailer also.
So, Jay, how did you start on your way to becoming the chicken wing food truck king?
I would say, well, when I left a previous gig at another radio station, I decided I needed something to do. And so after 18 years in radio over there, some friends said, hey, you should, try to do your wings. And so I entered Wing Fest, and Paulie here, he was very instrumental in helping me. And then, so was Tom as well. They helped me that very first year, with setup. I mean, I never lit a fryer before in my life,
And he won a trophy.
Yeah. We won a couple awards. And so then after that, I decided, try to expand. And so I got a pop-up tent. And then after about a year and a half of that, got the food truck, and here we are, whatever, 6-7 years later.
People rave about those wings, and I looked at your site, and the dips, the maple bacon.
maple bacon.
How many different dips do you have?
We have 14 different sauces right now. We're going to have 10 at the actual Wing Fest. In fact, maple bacon bourbon was created because Paulie here had a strawberry cheesecake wing. And so at the Wing Fest, you want some, variety. Redneck has a few different flavors of barbecue sauce that they put out. And so I was like, well, I kind of wanted a sweet wing. And so I just thought maple bacon bourbon sounded, sweet and just had a lot of great flavors.
Buffalo Wings started. They were originally wings and blue cheese dressing.
Only blue cheese,
right. Do you have that?
Yeah, we have blue cheese. I mean, both Paulie and I are both from Buffalo, New York, so.
I'm Rochester. Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
And one year they had a Buffalo category. We took first.
Yeah, Redneck. Yeah, Redneck got
a little salt on that.
Yeah, there was a little
salt.
That
one still, it still hurts. It's been 3 years. It still hurts.
They don't call it Buffalo Wings anymore.
Don't call them Buffalo Wings. Everywhere else in the United States, they call them Buffalo Wings. But in Buffalo, it is calling wings. We don't call them Buffalo Wings there.
Yeah, I guess so. That would make sense. I mean, like, is there a Chinese food restaurant in China? Or is it just called local cuisine?
I mean, yeah.
Are they French fries in France? We don't know.
Well, hold on now. As far as French fries, the very first French fry was made in Greece.
Interesting.
In Greece.
Gotcha. Jay Biggs has jokes.
That's my John Potter cheese for the morning.
I like to bring it up, though. When Jay first started, when I had Paulie's Pizza on Kitski, Jay came to my place and was making, started making wings at my place. And when he first started, now look at him. He's more successful than the both of us now. He's out there doing his thing. He used to be one of the hardest workers in the wing game.
He even throws a WrestleMania wing party every year. It's a pretty expensive one.
Yeah, I know.
But he does.
He's out there working. I give him credit. That's why, I mean, Slater's Dingin' Wings doing good out there. We don't have a truck. We don't have a business. So I give him a lot of credit for doing that. He's stuck to it, and it's a tough business.
I got a wing question. Okay, some restaurants have the reputation of having the big wings, and some do not. Are there different suppliers, or do you just specify what kind of wings?
Is it like the Rib Fest where you have to use the same ones?
Oh, yeah, they supply us with the wings down there.
Oh, they do.
Yeah,
so everybody has the same wings. So if you people are down there at Wing Fest and you're complaining that the wings are small, they're not our fault. That's on whoever's putting on the thing.
Some places end up with small wings. I mean, is it they're just more than one supplier?
I would love to say a couple names, but I will not do this on the radio. There's a few places out there that my pinky is bigger than their wings. I'm telling you, I'm with you right there.
And I know one, I'll tell you off the air.
I'll tell you who it is, but I'm not going to do that on the radio.
Well, and here's the thing too. When Tom was running his food truck, and we both got our wings from the same suppliers, and they were the big jumbo wings. But there's so many different suppliers of wings, and you know, I mean, I think the wings that we used were about 6 wings per pound. You know, if you get 12 wings per pound, those are those, you know, teeny tiny pinky wings. Yeah, and that's basically the wings that we're going to have at Wing Fest, basically. You know, it's all about how they're cooked. It's all about how they're sauced.
It's all about the sauce, man. You're right.
So about the food truck, is the next step a Slater's Wing-A-Ding restaurant?
I mean,
other food trucks have made that move.
Yeah, you know, and there's been a lot. In fact, one of the competitors at Wing Fest, Aloha Shack, they started as a food truck, and now they have a restaurant out in Red Rock.
You're thinking the same there.
And I would love to do it. It's just, it's a lot of money.
I don't know, Jay, in this market, it's a little tough. I get those phone calls from you once in a while after Food Truck Friday, and you're about to quit everything pretty soon.
What made you need to get on the phone with Steve? Okay. So, I mean, hey, if Crazy D's can have a chicken joint, I would assume you could, man. I mean, I'm just not a fan of that chicken. As long as your wings will stay bigger than Noble's, I am good.
Noble's are pretty big.
I like those guys at Noble. They're good guys. Matter of fact, they won it every time before I got there, and then I won it the last 6 years in a row, and they haven't been back.
Did you hear that? He's won it the last 6 years in a row, Paulie.
What have you? You won it?
People's Choice.
So even what? Sauces?
People's Choice.
We have.
I was going to say that. Isn't that redneck?
Trophies for sauces.
Yeah, and that's.
You know what? Your wife Dana, who I interact with quite a bit over at Corwin Ford. She's the service manager. So if you ever need something hooked up over there, go see her. She let me in on a little secret. What's this thing about ketchup? Is it ketchup? Isn't it like the wing sauce or something like that?
What?
If you have too much ketchup, people aren't going to like the wing.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know. She was.
I don't know. Ketchup on a wing doesn't sound good to me.
No.
Maybe it wasn't that. Oh man. Gosh.
It's all a balancing act, is what it is, really.
Let me ask you, Jay. Why do you call them Dingin' Wings?
You know, it was just something that I came up with when we were in the living room trying to think of a name, and I wanted to go with Slater because that's what I was known in town, Jay Slater on the radio, and so I wanted to have Slater in the name. And, you know, really,
somebody said you're a ding-a-ling and you're like, no, I'm a ding-a-wing.
No, what happened was Chuck Berry had the song My Ding-a-ling. And so that's where I was like, Chuck Berry, my ding-a-ling. You know what? Ding-a-wing. Perfect. So Slater's ding-a-wing. That's
the name's just catchy. I like it. Yeah. I mean, I think people are interested in trying it just because of the name. You hear people say it all the time. So,
what's the most popular dip?
Oh, I'll answer that. that would be the strawberry cheesecake hot wings that we make.
Sorry about that, but let's be honest. You're not joking, are you?
Oh, no.
No, Paul. You're a sweet guy.
We do it with just 2 sauces. That's all we have, and we have 20 trophies from 2 sauces.
Yeah. So, I made a complete mistake earlier for whatever reason. When I talked to Dana, she had said there's something that we do with our sauce that nobody else does, and it was one ingredient.
After we deep fry our wings, we barbecue our wings also to caramelize the sauce and then resauce them again.
Oh wow.
So
okay.
That gives them a unique taste.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So
do you, Paulie? Do you still make pizzas on your own?
Just at home.
I mean, they were great.
Just at home. For IRS purposes, I did not do this. But during pandemic, I was selling pizzas out of my house. I had to survive. I was taking orders, and people were pulling up on my street, and I was running them out to them. We were being COVID protected. I was running them out to the curb and handing them to their cars. Oh,
smart. Wow. Yeah. Smart.
Any way to make a buck.
You got
to
survive.
So, Polly, what are you doing now then?
I drive Uber and Lyft. So all these people that are going to be down there this next weekend have been in my car or all the other Uber cars in town because I got them all telling them to come down to Wingfest next weekend.
Ooh. And they're going
to
vote for either Redneck or Slaters.
Yeah. Probably not. But, I mean, I did mention that you guys will be down there with me.
How do you like Uber Lyft doing that?
Oh, I love it. I've been doing it for 6 years.
You're a people person, so it works.
It's not even a job to me. I just drive around and talk to people all day, and I get paid for it. This is crazy. So
cool. That's, you know, we had one of my best friends, Nico, came on recently, and he's a driver for Uber Eats. And he gave all the inside outs. Yeah, well, exactly. As you,
I don't touch the food. I
right, right. Well, we had,
wouldn't get to the people if Paulie had to take
the food. You'd be missing fries. I mean, let's be honest. You'd be missing fries and a couple drinks out of it by the time I got out.
I love the honesty. I love the honesty. Well, that's my biggest, because I'll go around with him sometimes when he's making deliveries, and I'm just like, oh, what is that smell? You know, and then I have to go back to that restaurant.
Yeah, a 12-piece wing would be a 10-piece wing by the time I got to the house.
Right, and then a 3-star review. But that being said, so guys, let's just real quick talk about how people can find out, other than the Wing Fest, about your products and what you do. Slater, do you have a website? You have Facebook? Anything that you can direct people to for Slater's Ding-A-Wing?
Yeah, Facebook.com/Ding-A-Wing is where you can find us on Facebook. I have no idea about my Instagram page, but, you know,
I'm
a search. You can find Slater's Ding-A-Wing. And I do have a website at slatersdingawing.com. And, you know, we're out at all the Food Truck Fridays and all the different events. And of course, this weekend is, you know, the Super Bowl for all of us, really. I mean, it's just a great competition, and the camaraderie downtown at the Silver Legacy for the Wing Fest. I mean, what is there? About 20 vendors this year. And it's just going to be it's going to be a lot of fun, and everybody helps each other. And
19 disappointed it's vendors down there, but that's okay. I apologize now.
I like this guy. I mean, he's definitely sounds secure in what he's doing.
I'm not cocky. I'm confident. Let's get that. No,
there's a fine line.
Right. We found it.
No, I just do Facebook. I'm old. Paulie's Pizza. Paulie's Pizza on Facebook.
Yeah.
And Uber and Lyft. If you're in my car, you're probably talking about wings with me. There or somebody is. Or just ask anybody in town who's got the best wings. They'll tell you.
I love it.
And we're at Redneck Wings on Facebook pretty much the same way. We're going to be bottling our sauce hopefully next year to be able to put it out in maybe stores, grocery stores, gas stations.
That's right. That's what your wife was saying. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So Redneck Barbecue, Paulie's Pizza, and Wings.
Paulie's Pizza.
Is that what you call it? Is Paulie's Pizza?
Like it's your last Paulie's, name.
But they call Paulie's. Me Paulie's Pizza.
Right.
Well, since you're not in the pizza.
Well, you tried the pizza roll-ups. What do you think? Those are different this year.
Dude, they're delicious. I just wish I had more time. I'm going to eat more when we get off here.
Paulie, since you're not in the business anymore, what's your favorite pizza restaurant in town?
My favorite pizza, by far, Smiling with Hope.
Okay.
Walter and Judy over there, great people. They're from New York.
Yeah.
They help the handicapped kids. They got a great pie. I went in there. First time I ever went in there, there was customers in there. I tried it. He knew who I was. He heard about me before that.
Okay.
And I tried his pizza, and I looked over and said, "Hey, Walter, you got the second best pizza in Reno," I told him.
Coming from Paulie, that's
nothing can topple you, Paulie.
That's an endorsement right there. So, all right. Well, guys, it looks like next weekend, it's on.
It is. We're looking forward to it. Wing Fest at the Silver Legacy next weekend. It's 1 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Friday, and then noon until 10 p.m. on Saturday. So make sure you come on downtown. It's just going to be a great event. Lots of great music too. We got Morgan Evans and Colt Ford are your headliners,
right.
And you got lots of great local acts like
I don't know about that. That's country music. I don't know about that.
Valentine Rodeo is going to be playing.
Trey, you better believe it. And we just had Trey on last week.
Yeah, so there you go. You got Valentine Rodeo is going to be playing. Jake's Garage is going to be playing. Lots
Jake Armour.
Yeah, lots of great.
Hey, let me explain this too. If you're going to come down, if you really want to vote for us, because it is a competition for us. We're friends, but you know, in July we really hate each other. But I mean, you want to vote for us, you got to come down Friday and early on Saturday, because the voting stops, I think, at 3 o'clock on Saturday. So if you come Saturday night, say, "Hey, I came down to vote for you," Too late. I already won it by then.
And you have to be present to vote this year.
Yeah, on the internet,
none of that. So it's all down at the event.
Dominion isn't running. They're not doing the mail-in ballots.
No mail-in ballots.
Do they have to show ID to vote this year?
You should have to.
Picture ID, yeah.
All you got to do is come down, spend some money, and eat some delicious wings, because everybody down has got great wings.
I've looked at the list of votes for Paul every year, too, and none of them are alive. So.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that being said, ladies and gentlemen, it is the Wing Fest. Next weekend here in Reno. It's Reno.
Paulie is the Joe Biden of chicken wings. I mean, that's all I gotta say.
He cooks them from his basement.
I am the mayor of Chicken Wing. I'm aware of the mayor of Wing Fest down there.
And is it, do you have hairy legs? I'm joking. Anyways, all right, it's a great Wing Fest, if I can say this right, next weekend, downtown Reno. Go check it out, folks. We've had Paulie's Pizza, we've had Redneck Barbecue, and Slater's Ding-a-Wing in with us this morning. We're going to be back right here on Live and Local with John and Jay on Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
John Potter, hello. And Jay Biggs over there, live and local every Saturday morning. And we're doing it all again next Saturday morning, 9 to noon at 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's live and local with John, Jay, and Jay Slater.
I think we need a special guest every once in a while. I'll come in and co-host with you guys.
Yeah,
I'll be the comic relief.
What is the walking billboard for Adidas? Adidas hat, Adidas shirt.
He likes his Adidas.
Yeah. Adidas socks and Adidas underwear.
He has a sweater even.
Yeah.
Why Adidas?
It was just something that came to me back in 1997.
It spoke to you.
It spoke to me, and I've been wearing Adidas. I've been wearing Adidas ever since. We can thank a good radio friend of ours, Chris Payne. He was the one that got me into it.
That's your good radio friend, not mine. Anyway, that being said, so today, L&L Hawaiian Barbecue, Rick Canale, Pro One Automotive, Brad Pope, Lyon County Sheriff. We also had Hype Tea Market, River Inn, Project 150, Clutter Brothers did not show, but we'll have them on again soon. Wing Fest as well, so it's been a very busy show. Next week, we got all sorts of good stuff, including Tahoe Jerky Company, John. So make sure you stay always live and local with us right here on Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Don't forget the podcast is up at 991fmtalk.com.
And